This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're going to talk about how things really work. Gwyneth, I just have a quick update. Our son told me just a couple minutes ago at the top of the hour, that Harbor Freight, it's a tool company in the United States. It's the Chinese factory tool outlet, okay? It's the Walmart of tools. Just about everything they sell is from China. They have a recall. And this is a pretty serious recall. I want you to think about this, class. I do buy Harbor Freight hand tools. Okay, but I don't buy Harbor Freight tools that are electrically powered because I think they're substandard. At least my opinion of them is that they're substandard. And they have a chainsaw, an electric chainsaw. It carries the name Portland. And Harbor Freight is like famous for using U.S. names on these Chinese products, like Portland, like Chicago Electric. Okay, those are some of the names that they use for some of their electricity-driven products. Well, they have a chainsaw. It's a 14-inch. It comes with the name Portland. And the power switch, the on-off switch, doesn't always work. And it may not shut off. Now, here's it. Yes. So here's the thing. You have a chainsaw, class, and it's plugged into an extension cord. Now, it has a short power cord on the end of the chainsaw, but it's electrically powered. So you operate the trigger, and the electric motor drives the chain. Now, when you handle a chainsaw, you always have two hands on the chainsaw to grip it. Now, what do you do when you have a chainsaw that you engage the switch to run the chain, and it won't stop? It won't stop. That's the problem with this particular chainsaw. How many did they recall? 1,020,000. 1,020,000. The recall date was just a couple days ago, May 14th, 2018. So the remedy is to replace it. But I just wanted to make sure that you all heard this if you happen to buy a Harbor Freight chainsaw. And you can just bring it back. If you want to call them, 800-444-3353. 800-444-3353. Okay, so that's the chainsaw that is being recalled. Okay, back to you, Gwyneth. How things work.
Okay, you know something? It's really interesting because there's a way that we've been told how things work in this world, and there's the way that things actually work in this world. And the two are basically light years apart, okay? Like, for example, you get told that you must send your child to the local state school, okay? Excuse me, the local state school is actually a corporation, and you cannot be compelled to contract with a corporation against your consent. You don't have to send your child to the local state school. Okay, if you look into the corporate structure of your local school that is, or local public training camp that's supposed to be educating your children, I think that you'll find they're actually a corporation. And once you find out that an entity is a corporation, you're home and hosed because you don't have to consent to contract with a corporation unless you actually want to. It would be like somebody holding a gun to your head and telling you that you must shop now at Walmart, you know, although in a lot of places there's no other grocery stores there, so you more or less are anyway. But if you really wanted to, if you wanted to grow your own vegetables or if you wanted to shop at another grocery store, you absolutely could. You know, it's like this. The banking system and Bitcoin, it's really, really been quite amusing to watch, knowing how things actually operate. The banking industry's response to Bitcoin, because the public face of it is they are having a very, very public freak out over Bitcoin. Here in Australia, they have been closing people's bank accounts because they have been, buying and selling Bitcoin using their bank accounts, and then they, accusing them of money laundering. This is just ordinary people, right? This is not. And meanwhile, the actual money launderers get to have a free pass and go home. Imposed. Does this make sense to you? And behind the scenes,
you're talking about the banks who are money launderers, right? Or corporations?
Yeah, that's right. I don't see anyone raising even a single eyebrow about the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, for instance. But 2015, 2016, it was a very public scandal about their role in laundering Asian drug money. And when I heard that, I just rolled my eyes because the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation was set up over 200 years ago by a certain particular British banking family that I'm not going to name on air, but everybody could fill in the blanks here for the express purpose of laundering opium money from their opium trading through the British India Company. Making opium in Afghanistan and India and then shipping it to China and getting all the Chinese people addicted to opium and then laundering the money back to the UK through the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation. And there's been books written on that. I'm not saying anything that's not absolutely public and out there. It's a well-known historical fact.
Let me share something that's not out there. I used to work for a division of Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. Class, you may not recognize the name we're talking about, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. Well, that's not the name they use. The name they use is HSBC. HSBC.
Yes.
Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. And I built a computer system for them. Several computer systems. I didn't realize what I was just a little pawn in the big machine. I did not realize what this was like until one day I was in the president's office talking about this computer system that I was building and giving him an update. And the marketing guy, the marketing vice president, walks in, or assistant vice president, and starts talking about portfolio securitization. This is in the 1980s. Portfolio security. What's that? Well, at the time I had a master's in business. I should have known what that was.
Mortgages.
That's exactly what it was. It was bundling debt. We were a credit card division of. Yeah, we were a credit card division of Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation, and we were taking credit card debt. The management was taking credit card debt. So you charge $1,000 on your credit card, and then our division of the bank would bundle a bunch of that and then sell it to another bank, bundling debt. And I looked out the window of his office while I was hearing this, and I was thinking, this is a house of cards. We're taking debt and selling it. And I never learned that people in 6 formal years of study, that would be 4 formal years of undergraduate, Bachelor of Science degree at a major university, studying business, economics. Finance as a major, economics as a minor, and then going on for a master's degree in the same thing. I should have known better. Okay? But I didn't learn, two things I didn't learn. One, that the Federal Reserve was a private corporation. They never told us that. It's not in any books. Okay? And the other thing, at least at that time, and the other thing was that you could sell debt. It's foreign. It was the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. I mean, I could understand selling an asset, but so debt is worth, has some value. Unbelievable.
Yep.
And, of course, that all led to the collapse, right? It led to the the collapse around 2007.
Yeah.
And please continue. I just want to share that.
I'll tell you what's going on here. I'm not sure if it's going on in the United States. But here what they do is that the local municipalities in Australia are all private corporations, and therefore they have no right to charge taxes because corporations cannot charge you taxes. You know, if they try to, that's called extortion, okay? And what they're doing, when the people can't or won't pay their property taxes, unless they bring this up, this is, if anybody's in Australia, and if you're in the United States, just check if your municipality is actually a corporate municipality. And this line of legal reasoning will work in the United States. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't guarantee that, but theoretically should work. I probably should say, and this is not legal advice. What they're doing is they are taking these property tax invoices, okay, and they are selling them on the debt market, okay? And when I found out that the municipality was a corporation, and I wrote to them and I said, I'm not paying the rates anymore because you've been lying to me, basically that was it, and I'm not sure you're a corporation, and I refuse to consent to contract with you anymore. You said you're a government, you're not a government, blah, 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 blah. And anyway, they did this. They sold my debt to a law firm. And the law firm tried to collect on it, and I told the law firm the same that I'd told the municipality. And they tried to take me to court, and that fell through the floor because I said, you know, you're a corporation. The council's a corporation. And neither of you had the right to enforce a contract without my consent. This is how things really work. And then, you know what the law firm did? They sold my debt to Dun & Bradstreet.
They sold your debt to Dun & Bradstreet. Gwyneth Isaacs, you are... Okay, you are an international hero. Let's talk more about this when we come back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again. I finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you could do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we can use the word hero or heroine. And a heroine is a woman admired or idealized for courage, outstanding achievements, noble qualities. Okay? And a hero is a brave person, a brave man, a brave woman, a man or a woman of courage, a champion, a victor, a conqueror, a star, a luminary, a paragon. There you go. So those are words to define what a hero is, and heroine also. And that's what you are, Gwyneth. You are someone who is showing that, yes, you can stand up to the big bad machine. You can say no, and you have. And please tell us how that is working when you said, you guys can't force me to pay you and do business with you and contract with you because you are a corporation and I choose not to engage in commerce with your corporation. How did that work out with you and your property taxes?
They give you hell, basically, but if you dig your heels in, ultimately there's very little that they can do. Okay. When I said they sold my debt to Dun & Bradstreet, I should point out that Dun & Bradstreet is a totally fraudulent organization and that if anyone is being harassed out there in the class by Dun & Bradstreet, they need to write to Dun & Bradstreet and point out that they are still signing their letters in the name of Mr. Dunn, who's been dead for many, many years. which is fraud in and of itself. But totally fraudulent organization. There's no way that anything that they do is legitimate because, you know, they buy debt that, you know, they subprime debt, okay? And they, you know, have their legal heavies that are basically all paid off, but total pit bull thugs of the legal world, and that they're operating in total fraud because they, you know, aside from Mr. Dunn, none of them will put their name to any of the correspondence that they send out, not their real name anyway, you know. You can't trace these people. And
they have been,
you can't just collect a debt in the name of a corporation. There has to be somebody who is an actual physical human being who is collecting on that debt.
They have been attempting to get information from us for years. They will even call us and say, okay, we just want to get a little more information to update our database, you know, about you. And we just tell them, take a hike.
Tell them nothing.
Yeah.
Yet.
Right.
They can take a hike.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. In total fraud. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so when I received the correspondence that was from Dun and Bradstreet, I think it was supposed to scare me, but what it actually did was it sent me into fits of hysterics. Laughter, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I quite literally saw the message and began laughing.
Sure.
Because knowing that, you know, the corporation, which was a law firm that was trying to collect on it for probably about 12 months or more, finally realized that they'd failed.
Mm-hmm.
which was, by the way, shall I give them some free promotion? MCC Legal. They handle all the bad debts for all the municipalities, so-called bad debts, by the way, for mm-hmm. all the municipalities all over Victoria. And they're called mm-hmm. MCC Legal. And they are supposed to be a law firm, but all they do is debt collection, so-called debt collection, which is mostly attempting to collect on fraudulent notices of demand sent out by municipalities towards the poor sufferers who live there, or not even sufferers, because that's a legal thing. The poor victims. Okay, they're not sufferers. They don't allow it. They only allow it by the fact that they don't know what's going on.
I've got a comment about this when we come back, and a strategy that we've just tried, and it seems to work when people call you and harass you. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George George Nori, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, you were talking about dealing with corporations, and here are a couple tactics that that you might consider. So we got a phone call a few days ago. Mrs. Fennelli answered the phone, and person said, hi, Mrs. Fennelli, please. And so she said, who is this? And the person said, well, I'm just here to take a survey, a short survey. And Mrs. Fennelli said, well, she doesn't live here anymore. The person said, okay, thank you very much. And that was it. So now we are off that database, okay? So that's one tactic. Now, I don't like the fact, I don't like lying, okay? I just don't. But Rich Sheeben says it very, very well. He says, if they do it, you can do it, okay? So if they're going to lie to us and they're going to act like they want to take a survey and they really want to do something else, you know, garner information, okay, if they're lying, if they start out of the gate lying, okay, just nip it right in the bud, okay? So I'm saying, if they can do it, you can do it. And Rich Sheeben, I got that from Rich Sheeben. I did. USA Prepares Instructor. Here's another one. So Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle, he was the principal organizer of the occupation of Alcatraz Prison, okay? And for almost 2 years, a band of Native American tribes got together and they occupied Alcatraz. Well, he became an enemy of the state, and still is. He's been on the air with us many times. And he said that a couple federal agents showed up on the Fallon Indian Reservation, Fallon, Nevada. And they were looking for him. He was inside watching CNN on television, and his wife was in the yard in the garden or something. And these federal agents came up to her, showed a picture to her of her husband, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. And the agent said, "Do you know this man?" And she looked at the picture, and she said, "I used to, but he died a long time ago, or he died years ago." I said, "Okay, thank you very much," and they left. So that's another example. And here's just one more. I was talking to a farmer in Missouri several days ago, and we were talking about the revenue agents, how they just show up. They just show up at your house unannounced, and they want to take inventory of what else they can tax you on, whatever you've got, plus whatever you might have improved your property with. They want to, you know, you put a front porch on, a side porch, you put a screened-in porch, you added a new little shed. Whatever it is, they want to recognize and update their inventory so they can tax you more. Okay. Well, he said he just put a gate and he locks his gate to his farm. And now the revenue agent comes up to the gate, goes, it's locked, calls him up. And says, "Hey, is there anything new? Have you done anything new that I need to know about and tax you on?" What a great way to go. So that was his response. So those are three quick answers that you may want to deploy at your own risk. But those are true stories. So, Gwyneth, these people are a nuisance. These revenue agents are a nuisance.
They're a dangerous nuisance.
If you have built something, if you have created an asset, regardless of what it is, they want a piece of it.
None of their business.
But they want a piece of it. So if you build a barn, they want a piece of your barn forever. Forever.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a story, okay? I have some friends, and I will actually name who my friend was. I say was because he died. Okay. My friend, his name was Jim Apostolelis. Okay. He lived in the Bendigo area. And he had a business. And his business was that he, bred dogs. Okay. And he had a very, very well set up kennel facility. And in his kennel facility, he had accommodation for 600 dogs, okay? Probably around about something like 500 bitches and maybe 100 dogs. I'm not sure of what ratio that he had. But he absolutely loved his canines. They were in proper big runs and yards and all of this. They weren't in small cages or anything like this. But that was the business that he had, okay? He had accommodation for 600 dogs, but he only had a so-called council permit or license for 400. And his, somebody told the dog ranger about the fact that he had 200 more canines than he was supposed to have, and the municipality came in and they confiscated all of his dogs, and they cancelled his dog breeding license, and they closed him down. Despite the fact that all of his dogs were clean, healthy, well looked after, and he would go with a high-pressure hose and hose out their runs every day and all this sort of thing, okay? And do you know what happened 2 weeks after that, 2 weeks after the municipality came in and shut down his dog breeding business? Jim Apostolilis died of a heart attack. It quite literally broke his heart.
Yeah.
And
well, he's not the only one. He's not the only one.
Because this was a lovely guy. He always had the highest moral and ethical standards in his business. And he bred beautiful pups. He really, really did. And now his wife's a widow. She's got a 600-dog facility that she can't use.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's not the only one, and she's it's not just in Australia. We have a neighbor who was breeding magnificent dogs, purebred dogs, and they built an incredible dog kennel. And this was like an apartment building for dogs. There was an indoor and outdoor run. If they wanted to be inside, they just pushed the dog door open and they went inside. If they wanted to go outside, they went outside. They were fed, watered. It was hosed down. It was designed to be easily maintained, easily sanitized. It was incredible. And in Missouri, there was a vote to ban these are called puppy mills, because they said some people are inhumane to dogs, and they made the restrictions so difficult that our neighbors gave up. They gave up. And now they have this building that has one purpose. It's for dogs, raising dogs. And that's what the government does. And there are two other stories. There's a story of Baker's Green Acres, and he was raising pigs and in Michigan on his farm, and the Michigan Department of Natural Resources came down on him. They said, you're going to have to kill all your animals or they're going to fine him. And the fine was about $700,000. And he told them no. And he took a page out of our book and he exposed them. Mark Baker is a USA Preparedness instructor. He became one as a result of this. I drove up with the Dollarhite family, John and Judy Dollarhite, who are also instructors. And we met with Mark Baker. And we talked to him about the tactics he could employ. And he won because he exposed them by name and number on the Internet. He exposed these attackers from the government. And he won. He literally won. And then the Dollarhite family, they were, and you can look them up, they were raising, their son was raising rabbits for sale. And it was working great. And then the Missouri it was the government that came and attacked them and fined them over $1 million for raising rabbits. They said, well, you know, these cages aren't right. Okay, what's wrong with them? Well, they're not right. Well, what's wrong with them? Well, they're not right. What do we do to fix it? Well, they wouldn't tell them. They wouldn't tell them what's wrong, but they fined them, and they made their life pure hell for a couple of years. It cost them a lot of health. It really did. And ultimately, I'm not sure the exact disposition of it, but the book is going down the multi-million-dollar rabbit hole by Judy Dollarhite. So she wrote the book, and it was pure hell. So these parasites come and invade and show up, and they want to make your life hell. Because if they don't, they lose their job. If they don't extort money from you. Right.
It's
they don't extort money from you. Right. And I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, it's my job. It's my job to harass you. It's my job to find you. It's my job to spy on you. You know, it's my job to make your life difficult. It's my job to regulate you. Really? It's your job to be a parasite, a pervert, a pedophile, and a nuisance and destroy commerce?
Yep.
It's unacceptable. Anyway, I don't want these people.
You know something? I was actually speaking with a friend the other day, and we were talking about this very topic. And the municipality where I live, it used to have, I don't know if you've heard of a particular scales manufacturer, that is like, you know, weighing scales for, you know, industry
yes,
kitchens
yes.
and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be called the Wedderburn Scale Company, okay? And they used to manufacture especially industrial scales, okay? And guess where the Wedderburn Scale Factory used to be based? Wedderburn. Wedderburn is around, the town of Wedderburn in Victoria is around about 20 kilometres from where I live, okay? And I think nowadays Wedderburn scales might be manufactured in China. But they used to be manufactured here, and they used to be a major employer here in my local area. And you know something, you go into Wedderburn, and there's just masses and masses of empty industrial buildings.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, when if you were talking about the Wedderburn scale company and how, and it's spelled Wedderburn, and how the town in which they operated has a lot of empty buildings. Same thing is happening in the United States, and it's happened for quite a long time. Overbearing regulations have really wreaked havoc on Detroit and Flint, Michigan. Same thing. And other cities of industry.
Yeah, that's right. And the manufacturing. Initially, I was in an antiques market in Ballarat, which is another fairly major town that's... anyway, I was at this antique market, and I actually saw a Wedderburn scale, and I found something out through this Wedderburn scale that I saw in the antique market. Initially, after they moved out of Wedderburn, they moved to Melbourne. They moved their manufacturing to Melbourne. And keeping the name Wedderburn Scale Company, but then after that, I think they have actually now moved their manufacturing to China. And you know something, I can just about guarantee that the quality of the Wedderburn scales is not what it used to be. Now, the people at the front line of destroying the economy of, you know, this municipality, and I think practically every municipality in Australia, are the local municipality, the corporation that calls themselves the municipal government. Okay? They're not a government. They're an extortionate cartel. Anytime anyone thinks of any really, really good way of making money, in the municipality, the municipality steps in, and what they do is they offer to support this local industrial venture. And if you say, oh, no, I'm all right, actually, you know, I don't really need your help, then they step in with their so-called codes. And the reason, and they do their darndest to shut you down unless you agree to cooperate with their marvelous ventures in industrial development within the municipality or some such ridiculous thing. that's how they operate. And what they want is to control all trade and commerce within the municipality, okay, from the chip shops, the sheep farmer, the, you know, any another major industry, used to be a major industry around here, was eucalyptus oil refining, because this area naturally grows. If all the sheep farmers and all the smallholders and all of that went away, this entire region would eventually revert to eucalyptus forest. That's just what grows here. And especially, what grows especially well is a particular variety of eucalyptus called Blue Mallee, which is the best type of, or one of the best types of eucalyptus for oil production. And the municipality is attempting to reboot the local eucalyptus industry through various incentive programs. But once again, ultimately what they really want is they want control. That's what's going on in our neck of the woods.
No question. And in our neck of the woods, they use the term public-private partnerships, where the government can get in business with you and partner with you and siphon off, you know, your hard-earned revenue. Gwyneth, I've got an opportunity on Friday if you'd like to be on with us. Would you let us know?
Yeah, that would be lovely. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Gwyneth, yeah, okay. So let's do that Friday. Gwyneth will be with us. Okay, class, I think what Gwyneth is trying to show you is that you can do it too. You can stand up to these parasites, these thugs, these perverts who want a portion of what you have.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.